Living in the United States without legal documentation is a civil, not a criminal offense. And until this week, federal authorities interpreted current law in a way that guaranteed undocumented immigrants the right to an attorney when they faced deportation. This week, Attorney General Michael Mukasey issued a ruling stripping deportees of that right. Milwaukee Attorney Joe Rivas says the ruling comes at a time when the number of deportations, or removals as they're called, is rising, because immigration raids on employers are at an all-time high.
You know, if you're looking for a practice to get into, the removal defense is just overwhelmed right now. The attorneys that I know that specialize in this case are overwhelmed with casework.
Rivas says without legal counsel, many potential deportees won't be able to explore options to stay that may be legally available to them. He says the American Immigration Lawyers Association is already working on a lawsuit challenging the new rules.
Of course, this is going to be litigated. I pray that after we have this new administration and we have the installation of a new attorney general, I pray that he reverses this.
Eric Holder is Barack Obama's choice for the new attorney general. The only thing in his background directly related to immigration is his support of Attorney General Janet Reno's decision in 2000 to seize Elian Gonzalez in Miami to keep him from being sent back to his father in Cuba. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.